It's 88.5 KCSN. You know what? This is a special day for us. We're huge fans of this band, the Weepies. Deb Talon and Steve Tannen join us, and welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us, Guy. It's nice to be here.
We've been looking forward to this for months.
You know, Steve and I, and I'm even trying to remember how we ended up becoming, quote, pen pals, but it just started a dialogue of back and forth emails for a while, and
it was right as we were leaving LA.
Yeah.
You were like, hey, come by. And we were literally like in a moving truck, like going to Iowa. And I was like, God, of course.
My timing is perfect.
No, is that? Well, my timing.
Our timing.
But you're one of basically just a couple of people who really I've kept in touch with and have really made real efforts to keep in touch with us while we've been gone having children and dealing with life. And we so appreciate it. It's wonderful.
Well, and I thank you. When Tom Petty agreed to do a benefit show for us, I was thinking of what band from the local area would be perfect to open for them. And originally I thought the Weepies, but I didn't know how to get a hold of you. I didn't know how to get a hold of you back
then.
That's
kind of interesting.
That's weird.
And so I remember that started for me, and I said something on the air to the audience, and someone said to me right around this time, oh, you know, they're moving to Iowa, a fan or a friend of somebody. And I went, oh, well, then that won't work. Come full circle, and then I get the record, and you've recorded a Tom Petty song, which is, by the way, my second most favorite song of all time. Seriously.
There's only a handful of songs that we ever do of other people's, mostly because it makes us uncomfortable. We admire
setting our own songs up next to that.
Right. I don't want to play a Bob Dylan song, you know, songs I love and then ours, except that we love these particular songs so much that it doesn't matter. Our ego goes away. Do you know what I mean? And Tom Petty, we've been trying to get in touch with for years. So it's funny you say that. And we are big fans of his.
Couple of my friends are a couple in divorce. You ask me, am I right? And I say, oh, yes, of course. Love is not a law anybody can enforce. Anybody can enforce. I don't need no trouble. Sometimes trouble needs me, don't need no trouble. But it's plain to see, I don't need no trouble. Sometimes trouble needs me, don't need no trouble. But it's plain to see, sometimes trouble needs me. You're the only trouble I need. You're the only trouble I need. The knocking on my door was trouble that I knew. I figured he would fall, but he took me with him too. Always gonna pay for the kindness that you do. For the kindness that you do.
For the kindness that you do.
I don't need no trouble. Sometimes trouble needs me, don't need no trouble. But it's plain to see, I don't need no trouble. Sometimes trouble needs me, don't need no trouble. But it's plain to see, sometimes trouble needs me. You're the only trouble I need. 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 There's trouble in the world and trouble in my mind. Trouble is there never seems to be enough time. The more you look for love, the more you're gonna find. The more you're gonna find. I don't need no trouble. Sometimes trouble needs me, don't need no trouble. But it's plain to see, I don't need no trouble. Sometimes trouble needs me, don't need no trouble. But it's plain to see, sometimes sometimes trouble needs me.
When I first became a fan of the Weepies, I couldn't help but feel good. Not always happy good.
Sure.
But emotionally moved. You know, like, wow, this is moving. You know, they really, they're touching, you know, even when it's a happy song or a sad song. You can't help but feel when you listen to the Weepies. And then I heard the news of your struggles, and I went, oh, man. And then I started really feeling every time I heard the Weepies. Sirens, the title track, I can't listen to it. I mean, today... I shouldn't say that. When I listen to it, I can't help but be so moved. That is such a vulnerable and gorgeous song. And given what I assume some of the context, the rendition you do today, I almost started weeping. It's that beautiful. How do you perform a song moving forward that has such emotional intensity?
Well, I think it's what you said earlier about, which is like just so, thank you for saying what you did about how our music makes you feel. It's like exactly what we want to do in the world with it. And,
with our entire lives. You just basically validated our entire lives.
We're done now.
Yeah, we can go now.
Thanks. I just, when you said like that the music, it makes you feel, and sometimes it's not always good. But there's an intensity to it. It's really connected, and that's where it comes from for us when we write. And so, even if there's something that's kind of uncomfortable, the emotion that has informed it, or the life experience that informed it, there's something about like just sitting with that emotion and making something that feels beautiful and feels good to sing, that is always like pleasurable, and there's joy in that. So for me, anyway, yes, there are some really dark, difficult life experiences and emotions within it, but it's kind of woven together with this joy of feeling in life.
Here lie remains of a ship that sailed too close to the storm, capsized, grounded, washed up, sounded. I hear their voices, sirens singing in the street. I thought they might be calling out for you, for me. I hear their voices, sirens calling out emergency for you, for me. Body of a captain foundered in the waves, collected by the sirens. Oh, eyes, women of the sun, oh, what have you done? Save this frail one, left by Poseidon. I hear their voices, sirens singing in the street. I thought they might be calling out for you, for me. I hear their voices, sirens calling out emergency for you. Taken under, sent asunder. drift through history. A small Sargasso sea, rising, sinking, still I'm thinking. I hear their voices, sirens singing in the street. I thought they might be calling out for you, for me. I hear their voices, sirens calling out emergency for you.
Sirens is the name of the record, and you were fortunate in that a lot of great musicians, when we talk about the recording and getting into it, Pete Thomas and Steve Naive, of, you know, obviously of the Attractions fame, Tony Levin, Rami Jaffe, Matt Chamberlain, Jerry Leonard, a lot of music. My understanding is you kind of just reached out and said, we think you'd be good on, and
so many people said, yeah, said, sure, send the tracks over. Yeah, we were, because we were, you know, I was in treatment, we had just moved to Iowa, we were sort of like, once we did a lot of the work of just the basic tracking, we were like, well, who could we imagine on this? Why don't, and then Steve is like so bold, you were just like, well, I'm going to reach out to him. Why not? Why not ask? And we were just overwhelmed in a wonderful way with how many people were like, yeah, I'll play on that. I have some time in between tours. Jerry Leonard had like 15 minutes between going out with different people. And
the generosity and the kindness, it's what you hope when you approach your idols, that they will be like, all of these guys were like that. It was amazing. I mean, I literally would get Jerry said, listen, I'm back on Thursday. Do you have any other tracks? Because, you know, I have some time. And
you mean like a follow-up on his own?
A follow-up on a text on my, and I just kept it for as my screen for days on my phone. I was like, look, Jerry Leonard wants to play. Jerry Leonard. And everybody, and we also are connected with the band we played with for years, who are fantastic.
And
we played
musicians.
But some of them also do things for Disney. They do things for other bands. They're out. So the whole thing worked out as this crazy dance of everyone saying yes and being available, and it was great.
Be my thrill, my little white pill, my unpaid bill, the one who will be my love, my little gray dove, my pushing my shirt. Tumble down like Jack and Jill, and I miss all of the joy you kill. But I love you still. Be my thrill. Be my one, my day in the sun, my little pop gun, the best thing I've done. Be my open and shut, my everything but my little hot slut. And you tumble down like Jack and Jill, and you miss all of the joy you kill. But I love you still, be my thrill. Say you will. Oh, baby, be my thrill. Be my youth, my kissing booth, my little sweet tooth, my beauty and truth. Be my thrill,
tumble down like Jack and Jill. And I miss all of the joy you kill. But I love you still, be my thrill. Yeah, we tumble down like Jack and Jill. And I miss all of the joy you kill. But I love you still, be my thrill. Yeah, I love you still, be my thrill.
Tomorrow night, you're to celebrate the release of Sirens, the new album, you're going to be performing at Amoeba.
Yeah.
In the 6 o'clock hour.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
The Weepies at Amoeba. Excellent.
Well, isn't it for you? I mean, I said it earlier, and having you here today really is a cause for celebration. You know, as fans. You know, it's just a great cause. And I know you have a real fan base because, as I've indicated earlier, fans of yours were coming to me with little tidbits. I'd make an incorrect statement on the radio, and I'd get an email or a call saying, you know, they live in Iowa now. Huh? When did that happen?
That's fantastic.
So right. We just want to welcome all the extended Weepies family to Amoeba tomorrow night, because this is a cause for joy. The new album is tremendous. Sirens is its name. They'll be performing tomorrow for the first time in a while.
In quite a while, yeah.
In quite a while. And God bless that fact that we have the Weepies and their music to celebrate. So we hope you will come out to Amoeba tomorrow night. It's going to be a special, special event. And, you know, I'm glad you guys are here. And thank you for the music.
Really glad to be here.
We are so excited. And we've been looking forward to this. And then tomorrow night, the band is... We're getting the band back together. It's going to
really
be the
are.
First time we've played in the same room for 4 years. And, I mean, we're going to rehearse today and tomorrow. But yeah. It really is going to be a celebration. And, you know, come on down.
Yeah, it's going to feel good.
And then
June 9th,
yeah, it's free. And then June 9th, you're going to come back to your hometown on the Fonda.
Yeah.
We'll do a full show.
Yeah.
And, all right, well, we're going to be at both of those things. And today, man. I'm a lucky guy. We're lucky to have the Weepies. Thank you for stopping by 88.5 KCSN.
Thanks for having us, Guy.
Anytime. Thank you, sir.
You got it.